We all breathe the same air.
You've probably seen documentaries about communes on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Ken's wasn't like that. He never made the news. Okay, so this is true or false.
Oh, do you know Bill Hader's making a Jonestown movie?
Is he really?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Can't wait. It's going to be a series, actually.
Oh, okay. Like, is he going to play Jim Jones?
He's
series.
Playing Jim Jones.
Really? Okay. Is he?
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
How many people died in your commune?
Not as many as in Jonestown.
Oh, you didn't go for the record?
No.
Okay, so this is
true or false. Jesus.
Ken spent his childhood in a commune.
Good Lord, we tried. Jim Jones set a very high
true.
Bar.
You think that's true? No, Sonny. You're at four X's. You are living on the edge.
My
dad. Don't say, oh boy. Come on.
My dad.
Yeah, this guy did you no favors. Yeah, Ken's dad lived.
My dad grew up in a commune.
Oh, yeah. I definitely heard something about Ken's family and communes, and that's why I said
Ken knew you knew a Friedman, but not which Friedman.
Yeah, my dad's side of the family had this.
This would be great. One more X.
No, two more. I can have five or less.
Okay, you're right. Okay, two more. Let's go. Let's take the call. Let's take that call.
Yes.
Oh, this will be great.
Cool.
Oh!
You saw it. I hit the button.
201-209-9368. Okay. No, Ken.
Ow! Hi, you're on.
Come on, Ken.
Yeah. There's somebody there.
That's cheating.
No.
Okay. Every time Ken cheats,
you're hitting me.
Every time Ken cheats,
you're tickling me.
I'm taking $32.
There was somebody on the phone.
I'm taking $32 out of her pocket.
There was somebody.
There's already so few.
201-209-9368. No, your partner in crime here is cheating.
No, he's not.
He is. Okay, let's take the call.
Yes, you're on.
Go. Hi, you're on the air.
Ken's second cousin once removed was Manson.
Charles Manson, the mass killer, was related to Ken. He's Ken's second cousin.
Think about it now, Max.
I'm thinking about it.
Think about it.
Yeah. Everything you know
what
about Ken.
It?
Maybe you want to take a lifeline.
Max.
You are entitled to a lifeline.
Max, you've seen him in staff meetings, right?
I haven't.
I don't believe she has.
Well, if you have, then this is a very easy question. Ken is related to mass killer Charles Manson, notorious mass murderer.
That is not true. That's false. There's no way.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Okay. It's false, but it's not absurd.
Why?
Yeah, why? Okay. Come on, let's take another call.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more X's. Come on, let's go. 201-209-9368. Talk fast.
Hi, you're on the air.
Talk faster.
Hey, how's it going?
Talk faster. We don't care how it's going.
The origin story of Andy and Ken meeting was on the set of Saturday Night Live episode where Ken was an extra.
Ken worked as an extra at Saturday Night
That's
Live.
That's not where true. He didn't.
That was great. Great effort, though. A for effort. Oh,
I'm
going to
keep on going faster if you make them talk faster.
Okay, here we go.
Max, don't forget you are allowed to call.
Oh, lifelines.
No, not when there's 10 minutes or less left. I forgot.
Can we explain why Andy's getting so frantic? Because if Max gets one more question wrong, then Andy gets to keep his
$84. 84? Why are you at 84 again?
Exactly.
Ken? I thought it was 110.
Thank you, Ken.
We're in the final.
Okay, take the call. Last call. Let's go. Go. Hi,
you're on the air.
True or false? Ken has never been to Alabama.
The state of Alabama.
I say Ken's been to Alabama. Do you say it's true?
Yes, Ken has been to Alabama.
No, he has not. Okay, this is it. You have one more X and you're off. Here we go.
No, wait, I have been.
You have not been to Alabama.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I have been to
Alabama. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
I have been to Alabama. I drove through Alabama.
Yeah, but your feet never touched the soil. You were in a car.
He went to a rest stop in Alabama.
I got out in Mobile. Mobile, whatever it's called.
Did I win?
Well, it's not an X.
No, it's not an X.
Yes!
Whoops.
Oh. All right, well, let's say goodnight. Okay, here, you...
No, you have 3 minutes left, Andy.
You will get your $27.
$84.
I'm pretty sure I said 27.
No, you said 80. You said 110.
Well, it's all recorded. We can always
play it back. You said 110. But we still have 2 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
I have nothing to lose. Trying to be fair here.
You're hitting the brakes.
Max can get one more wrong answer, but she cannot get two more wrong answers.
We don't have enough time for two more calls. All right, hi, you're on the air. Do you have a factoid we can fact check?
Andy, earlier, what was the name of your band on Hot Hero Sandwich?
Oh, that's a great question. I was on a show. What was the name of that band? It was the House.
It was the Breckettes.
No, it was not the Breckettes.
Well, the Hot Hero Sandwich was.
It was the House Band.
Andy was with the Persuasions on Hot Hero
Sandwich. Well, but I also sang other songs with the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where you were the puberty fairy and you wore a tutu.
I sang a song every other show. There was
Held a Magic Wand.
It probably made me the household name I am today.
Oh, it's Matt Fiveash of Weekly World Blues.
All right. Well, listen, Max, you have been wonderful, and I owe you. Why don't we split the difference?
84.
Nope. Wait, I'll do the math. Hold on.
$84. Plus, you need to get her an Uber home tonight.
I don't want you to. Yeah, Ken is right. Don't.
Because
don't
you're the one who's making her stay out late.
It's 7.
It's 7 o'clock at night.
But wait, isn't her show like.
She's only in high school.
Isn't her show. Andy. I would feel terrible. All right, hold on.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Andy has taken out a check.
I'll do this check. All right.
Oh,
Max, how much would it?
Why a check and no cash?
Because I don't have enough cash here.
Oh, by the way, Andy, I'm not going to be here next Wednesday.
Really? We have the week off?
Seriously, yeah.
Oh, my God. You have the thanks of a grateful nation. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Fantastic. Yeah. We all have the week off.
Yes.
Great news for everyone. All right.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You're going to reap just what you sow, so you better take it slow. I'm telling you because I know the wheels of fortune are going to run you down, so you better stop and settle down. You know the tick of the clock don't ever, ever stop, and you're getting older every day. The wheels of fortune are going to run you down, so you better stop and settle down. Well, before you sleep a wink, you better stop and think what the future may hold for you. Because the wheels of fortune are going to run you down, so you better stop and settle down.
Kitchen, doing no good. Gonna get me woman to burn my coal and wood. I'm gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move, baby. Honey, where they don't want you. But if you don't like a pigeon, don't shake with a tree. I ain't after your woman, but she's after me. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Honey, where they don't want you.
It's WFMU, broadcasting from somewhat beautiful, the somewhat beautiful city of Jersey City, New Jersey. This is Weekly World Blues. It's the season finale. Yeah, the summer schedule kicks off this coming Monday, and I'm spending the summer on the shelf. I am excited to tell you that in this time slot for the summer, it's going to be the astonishing Don Fleming doing a show called the 21 Club, which I'm led to understand is sort of like a lounge music show. Is it what we call good life music? I don't know. I'm no expert. But you'll get a lot of bang for your entertainment dollar in the 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday slot this summer. Anyway, before I go, I still got some back announcing to do and some more records to play. So let's get to it. It was Bobby Blue Bland doing Farther On Up the Road, preceded by Brownie McGee, Going Electric. Pete Seeger's going to chop the cable with an axe. Brownie McGee, Move Across the River. James Brown did I Feel That Old Feeling Coming On. And Roy Brown kicking things off with Dave Bartholomew's band doing The Tick of the Clock. All right, we got time for a couple more. Let's get back to it. It's J.B. Lenore, Weekly World Blues, WFMU.
I'm gonna pack my clothes at King's Place. I'm gonna pack my clothes and leave this place. I'm tired of being treated this way. Mama, that told me love will cause death.
sometimes.
Yeah.
magic on you. Witch got a cock, baby got a pair of windshy windows, she's a real fair hog. Witch, take me down to the candy store, well, take down, baby, wherever I go.
Weekly World Blues, WFMU, past the halfway mark of the season finale here. That was the Flamin' Groovies with the lead track from what I think is maybe the most perfectest rock and roll LP of its era, Teenage Head. High Flying Baby. We're Robert Johnson, Rojo, doing If I Had Possession over Judgment Day. Jesse Mayhemphill running down the family tree there. My Daddy's Blues. Before that was the one-man band, Dr. Isaiah Ross, the harmonica boss with the Left Job, Boogie and J.B. Lenore at the top of the set, accompanied by Fred Bilo, rocking the drums and probably a stylish beret. Leaving here. All right, let's get back to it. Got a couple more for you here on Weekly World Blues. The radio station is called WFMU.
You said you loved me long ago. Now you wanna let me go. Oh, baby, please change your mind. Away, baby, please change your mind. Don't go. Don't drink whiskey, don't drink wine. Ain't nobody can read my mind. Oh, baby, please change your mind. Don't go. So change your mind, don't go. Mind, don't go. four legs run so fast. Love your soul. Don't leave me. Don't go. Hey, baby, hey. Hey, 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 baby, hey. I love you, baby, but I sure ain't gonna be your dog. All I can say is hey. Hey, hey, lost your good thing now. Hey, hey, you've lost your good thing now. You had me fooled, but I found it out somehow.
Go and down to meet my little Bobby Socks. Shove a big nigga in the music box. Stash for a while in my Bermuda shorts. And then I'm gonna rot her a smell of malt. I'm gonna nip sip every day. Nip sip every night. Nip sip every day. The nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. I'm a rock candy popper with sugar lips, a honey dripper to my fingertips. Ha! I go for soda and a root beer too. The little light spice, ooh, shooby doo. Nip sip every day. Nip sip every night. Nip sip. Every day, just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set. And when I wanna get my whistle wet, nip sip every day. Nip sip every night. Nip sip every day, just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set. And when I wanna get my whistle wet, I'm gonna nip sip every day. Nip sip every night. Nip sip every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. Booty.
in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
And so the 2024-25 regular season comes crashing to a halt here on Weekly World Blues. That was Billie Holiday, appropriately enough, with I'll Be Seeing You. I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks, actually, on Thursday, June the 19th, Juneteenth. I will be filling in for Dave the Spaz, music to spaz by, da 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 da. So, you know, mark your calendars. Charlie Musselwhite, from his debut album, tackling Donald Byrd's Cristo Redemptor. Smiley Lewis did Someday You'll Want Me. The Clovers there, Nip Sip, going to the party, get with the bunch. Got a dollar for my nippin' and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set, and then I'll get my whistle wet. Like Greg Kinn said, they don't write them like that anymore. The Hawaiian Songbirds did Happy Hawaiian Blues. Big Bill Brunzi playing his trade on the Mercury record label. Hey, hey, and at the top of that last set, it was Lonesome Sundown with Don't Go, but I'm not listening to Lonesome Sundown. I'm going to go, and stay tuned as right before your ears, the one potato, two potato man is transformed into the one tater, two tater man. That's right, Toddophonic Todd, guest hosting the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. Coming right up here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the big round world on the big round world wide web at WFMU.org.
Wow. piano all night long. 10 years old and feeling strong. We're gonna play this old piano all night long. 10 years old and feeling strong. We're gonna play this old piano all night long.
All right, everyone. Hey, it's Toddaphonic Todd, your host for this installment of the Honky Tonk Radio Girl, filling in tonight for Becky. And we just heard our first set of music, which ended with Gene Norman and Rocking Rockets, Night Train. Snaggletooth Ann is the worthy flip. This record came out on the Snag label out of Jacksonville, Florida, and I finally snagged an original copy after having a repro for many years. But after all, it is Michael Slabach who is the repro man, not me. So happy to get this rather well-worn but still playing good copy. Art Buchanan with the Pioneers, another well-worn 45 on the Dixie label, though maybe it is. I'm looking at the design. Maybe it is that that famous Dixie label. I don't know. I'm not really well-informed, as usual. And that was Queen from Bowling Green, and I'm going to send it out to the King,